Okay, today's daf is Chul and Daf Kuf Lamed. Chul and Kuf Lamed, the beginning of a new parak, but first we have to finish the last parak. Again, today's shiur and this week's shiur are sponsored by the Kozlowski and Michelson families in memory of their grandmothers, Leah Bas Yeshua and Rachel Tzipora Bas Mordechai. We thank them for their sponsorship. We are on Kuf Chaf Tes Amid Beis Umay Ika, the sixth to last line in the parak, Umay Ika Bein Eivrim and Achai Leivrim and Ameis. This is going on the Shita of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah said that if there is a semi-detached limb and then a person dies, so we say, as we say by an animal, Misa Ose Nifol, so it's as if it's considered that the limb was detached before the person died. So therefore, it is Eivrim and Achai and not Eivrim and Ameis. That's Rabbi Meir's Shita. So the Gemara says, what's the difference regarding Hilchos Tumah between Eivrim and Achai and Eivrim and Ameis by a person? What's the difference? The Rav Meir says, oh, it's only Eivrim and Achai. So the Gemara says, Kizayas Basar ve'etzam kisaora. These two items, which are mitame mace as well, but these only apply from Eivrim and Ameis. Haparish me'Eivrim and Achai yikabinayu. These two items that that separate from Eivrim and Achai, that is the difference. It's not, as the Mishnah says in Idios, Kizayis Basar HaPorish Be'Eivrim Menachai, a Kizayis Basar that separates, Rabbi Eliezer Mitame, Rabbi Nechunya Menachana, Rabbi Yeshua Mitaren, Etzam Kisaora HaPorish Be'Eivrim Menachai, Rabbi Nechunya Mitame, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Mitaren. Rabbi Yeshua is Mitaren in both cases, and that's who Rabbi Meir holds like in our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir, who makes a difference that Eivrim Menachai is... It's considered Eivrim and Achai and not Eivrim and Ameis. So then he yells like a Yeshua, because he's saying it's Tahar in these two cases of Nafka Mina. It's interesting to think about just the Shitas, especially the Shita that switched. According to Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Nechunya, everything is Tameh. Right, probably be sure everything is tahar. Rabbi Eliezer is the one that switches. Rabbi Eliezer says that if you have Kizayas Basar, it's Matame, and if you have Esam Kisar, it's Tahar. So he's the switchover. Okay, but either way, that is the Shita of Rabbi Meir. So now the Gemara says, Hasha the Os. They're both, no, Etzem Kisaora is not Matami Ba'oel. That's part of the Halach Moshe B'Sinai. This is talking about Magan Masa. Etzem Kisaora is not Matami Ba'oel. Hasha the Os is, if it doesn't have any flesh on it. Hasha the Os is Lahachi. Now that we've come to this realization that we know that there's a difference between Kizayas Basar mina Eivrim and Achai, Eivrim and Ameis. So Beitana Kamba Rabbi Shimon Nami. You could also say that the last sheet in the Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon Mitaher that he argues on Rabbi Meir, you don't have to say that he rejects the entire idea of Eivrim and Achai, like we said earlier. But you could say Rabbi Shimon Nami Kizayis Basar Ve'Ezem Kisaora Ikibinayu. You could say that he just has a less. He holds like one of the other Tanaim in this Mishnah. Even Rav Shimon doesn't mean Tar Lagamre. Maybe he just means in a certain sense. You see that what the Rashi says in the fifth to last line. Eim lechadur Rav Shimon lavet Eivrim and Ameis palig. I'm sorry, I said Eivrim and Achai before Eivrim and Ameis. Rav Shimon is not arguing on Eivrim and Ameis and saying there's no such thing. Elevate that. Kamal Rav Shimon de Mastisan Nami Kazayis Batsav Ezab Kasari Kibinayu. They're arguing on this area. If the Ba Pligim Eivrim and Achai Chalak Eivrim and Achai Bishtehen Oba Achas Mehen. The Tanakama says only one. Rav Shimon says both. But again, you could minimize the machlokes. Once you bring in this other Mishnah from Idios, you could say that Rav Shimon does agree to some tumah. He doesn't reject the idea of Eivrim and Ameis totally. Okay, Hadrul Harva Rotev, that takes us through the tumah and the tara of the ninth parak of Meseches Chulin. Now we move on to the tenth parak, three parakim left. Three different program about various mitzvos that are really discussed in these contexts. In these places are the main places in Shas where these mitzvos are discussed. So the first mitzvah we have to talk about is the Zroah and the Lachayayim and the Keva. The Mishnah tells us that Zroah, Lachayim, and Keva are the three parts of the animal, of a chulin animal that is given to a kohen. Every time I shechit an animal, every time I go to the butcher, butcher shops are going to have a separate Zroah L'Chayayim and Keva section in the Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Whenever a Kohen goes in, he'll just go on that line. The Zroah L'Chayayim and the Keva line, he'll get it for free, and then he'll go home. Because every chulin animal, one has to give the Zroah, the forearm. We'll talk about exactly which parts of the animal later in the parak. The L'Chayayim, the cheeks, and the Keva, one of the stomachs. Those three items go to the Kohen as one of the 24 Manas Kahuna. This is a Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Gimel. And if you look, there's a lot of symbolism into why these parts of the animal. The Gemara later on, I'll read it to you from the Sefer HaChinuch, but it's later on in this parak. The Chinuch says in Mitzvah Taf Kuf Vav, Lasei Zerol Chayim Akeva LaKohen, Parsha Shoftim, Shenistavinu Yisrael Laseis Hazeroa Balachayim Akeva, Mikol Behema Tahora Shenizbach LaKohen, from every kosher animal to the Kohen. Yalzen Ne'amar Vezei Yel Mishpat HaKohanim Meisa'am, Meisofchei Azelach Imsharim Seh, V'nasan LaKohen Hazeroa Balachayim Akeva. What's the time of this mitzvah? So the Chinuch quotes the Gemara that we're going to have in a couple of days on Kuf Lamed Daled, Ki Bischus Pinchas Avihem. It's Bischus Pinchas, Shekini Leilokav Aldvar Kuzbi, who acted, who took care of business. Why? What happened? Umasar nafsho laharog nasi shevet mi Yisrael al kedusha Hashem. He was moser nefesh to kill Kuzbi and Zimri al kedusha Hashem. Zachu banav kohanim laolam b'matana zu b'meisakel. Why? The zroa, the forearm, because his forearm. Ba'ikach romach biyado. He took his sword and stabbed them. L'chayayim b'schus shenispalel al tzaaron shel Yisrael, because he davened for Klal Yisrael, as it says in Tehillim. Vayamod Pinchas vayipalel. And number three, vahakeva shekineged vahayisha el kubasa. Right, so that's why the Gemara is going to say that the Zohar HaKeva is Bishchus Pinchas. V'lamanu mizeh, shahamakadi shim shemayim begalui, zochelo uledorosav ba'olam hazeh, milvad zchuso shekayemes lanaf shelo olam haba. Anybody who's makadi shim shemayim in public, bizman hazeh, brings bracha v'hatzlacha, and nachas to him and his family in this world as well as in the next world. That is the mitzvah of Zeroa, Lechayayim, and Keva. If you look in the Aznayim LaTorah right here, Rav Sarotskin writes another added Pirush, why the Zeroa, Lechayayim, and Lekeva. So he says, back to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu says when he's making a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's leaving, V'nasan li lechem lecho, obege, lilbosh. No, many Mefarshim asked, that's the kind of, first of all, how is he making a deal with God? He's like saying, okay, if you give this to me, then I'll be good. And if not, either way, but what does it mean, v'nasan li lechem lechol? What else would you do with bread? V'nasan li lechem lechol, the beged lilbosh. What's the lechem lechol emphasis? Says the Aznayim LaTorah, v'chiyen anu yodim shes ha-lechem ochlim, u'bi'arnu, shemi sheyesh lo lechem, v'hakeva shelo einem v'vashelas karaui, v'eino sovelas es ha-lechem, ein ha-lechem o'ilo. If somebody has stomach issues, it doesn't matter what kind of food he has. It's not going to be good for him. If his stomach doesn't accept the food, no matter how healthy, no matter what kind of food it is, so then that also you need. You can't just have good food. You have to be able to digest it properly. Lachain, that's why Yaakov's adavin, don't only give me lechem, but give me lechem lechol, to be able to eat properly and nourish me. That's the emphasis of lechem lechol over there. V'yachila kesidra dereshes yad upeh v'kiba. And proper eating requires hands to be able to put it into my mouth, a mouth to chew it up properly, and a stomach to digest it properly. That's part of the bracha. Yad l'simas amaychol apeh, shinayim l'lo aso heitev, to chew it properly, so sheyekal l'ichul, v'akeba b'ria hasoveles u'ma'acheles as amachol. And therefore, that is what's happening here. B'nei Yisrael, give these three parts of the animal to the Kohen to achieve bracha in these three areas, so that our zroa, which is our hand, symbolically, and our lechayayim, our cheeks, our mouth, and our keva, our stomach, that we always do a mitzvah with something that we want to bracha in. Right? We give, the Chinuch writes at length, and by the mitzvah of Berachas Hamazon, Parshas Ekev, we do a mitzvah with bread so that we have a bracha with bread. We do a mitzvah with everything that we want to bracha with. So that's why we do with our all the trumas and maisers and fruits, because we want a bracha with that. So here too, we do a mitzvah with Zeroa L'chaim and Lekeva, asking Hashem that we should have a bracha with our own Zeroa L'chayayim and Keva. One final point of introduction, and that is the Rambam. Very important Rambam. If you've never seen this, the beginning of Hilchos Bikurim. The Rambam discusses there, Arba ve'esrim matanot nitnu l'kohanim. Puts a lot of sources together, but very clear, as the Rambam always is, Kedarka v'kodesh. There are 24 gifts that the Kohanim get. 24 gifts. V'kulon mefurashin b'Torah. And you don't have to scratch around in the Achronim. They're all in the Torah. All 24. V'al kulon nichrasa bris la'aharon. They all are part of the special connection and the special bris that Hashem has with Aaron HaKohen. V'chal Kohen she'eno mode bahen, ein lo chelek b'kahuna. Any Kohen who does not admit to any of the 24 gifts, that he does not have a chelek in the kahuna, v'einosin lo matana mehen. And you're not allowed to give him any. Now the Rambam says, v'kol ochel matana she'yesh ba kedusha mehen, if anyone eats a matana that is kedusha, truma, and bikurim, whatever it is, mivarech. Asher kedushanu v'kedushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechol kach v'kach. So behiri yibana beis hamikdash, all the kahanim are going to say these brachas. Asher kedushanu v'kedushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechol asa truma. Asher kedushanu v'kedushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechol kachei kalim. Bizman hazeh, they don't eat it. They're all tamei. So they don't.
What do we do?
We burn. Well, what do we do with the? Well, the Zerah Lai we'll talk about it in a second. That doesn't have Kedusha. Anyway, so that's the halacha. Then the Rambam says, here are the categories. There are 24. There are 8 matanas that the Kohanim have to eat in the Beis HaMikdash. 8. There are 5 matanas that they have to eat in Yerushalayim. Lefnei Chol Basa'ir. That takes us to 13. 5 matanas, Ein Zochem Mem in HaTorah El Eretz Yisrael Bilvad. There are 5 that apply, besides these, to the land of Israel. That's 18. Chamesh Matanos, Zochet Bahen, Bein Baris, Bein B'chutz La'aretz. 5 more that even apply in Chutz La'aretz. That's 23. U'matana Achas, Zochet Baban HaMikdash. And 1 they get straight from the Mikdash, that's about the skin of the Olos. Okay, but these are the 8. They have 8, 5, 5. So which one are we interested in? So the 8 that they get from the Mikdash are all the ones that are connected to Karbanos. The 5 that they get only in Yerushalayim, that includes the Chazei and the Shok of the Shlamim and the Toda and the others. But the ones that we're interested in now is the 5 that apply b'chol makom hamatanos, the matanos. Matanos stam, that's the role of Chaim and Keva. That's what when the Rambam, when other Chazal say matanos, the gifts that you give to the Kohen, that's specifying, it's referring to these. The Zerah L'chaim and the Keva. Ba'matanos upidyon haben, upetach chamor, you give him the sheep, and gezel hager, v'hacharamim, v'chamishasan chulin l'chol davar. You give it to the Kohen, chulin l'chol davar, Zerah L'chaim l'keva. Do we do this today? We'll talk about it soon. But these are the 5. We'll get to B'ezer Hashem the next parak, Reishis Hages. That's another one of the Matnas Kahuna, for shearings. But this is a very important Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Bikurim, that goes through exactly all of the matanos, the 24 matanos that a Kohen gets. Let's go a little more, then we'll talk about Bizman Hazeh. So, Hazarol Lachayim Lakeva, Nohagin, Ba'aretz, Ubechutz La'aretz. Mishnah says Beferish. It applies in Chutz La'aretz. Bifnei Habayis, Vishalo Bifnei Habayis. It applies even without a base of Migdash. Bechulin Avalo B'Migdashin, only by Chulin. Which we'll get back to, the Mishnah we'll get back to in a minute. But let's talk about that for a second. So it patches from our Mishnah, we should be giving Zerah L'chaim and the Keva today. Who says that Bizma Beis HaMikdash is going to be a separate line in the butcher shop? What about today? And if you look in the Rambam, if you look in the Meiri, they pass like this Mishnah. Pass like this Mishnah, the Bizman Hazeh, we should be giving these. The Rambam that I just read to you. Mahim HaChamesh Zochin Benakon B'chol Makom. Hamatanos. Hamatanos, so that's what he says. He said the Paschal is like that. And then if you look also earlier in the Rambam, he says this. I'm sorry, later in the Rambam. That's what he says. And if you look in Samachronim, we're Makron and this even Bizman Hazeh. The Vilna Gaon, as you might have guessed. The Gra, the Bir HaGra, Shulchan Aruch, but also the Maisarav. Maisarav, Kuf Gimel. V'gam Shochat Egel. V'nosan Zeroa V'lachayayim Im Halashon V'hakei B'lakawin. Ubirich gam kein shehechianu. The Gra made a shehechianu. Interesting. It doesn't say that he made a bracha on the Nesina. It says he made a shehechianu. Was that in addition to another bracha? It says ubirich gam kein shehechianu. V'amar shazrahu etzem echa deloka poskim afal bikei nathan shteyat samos. Okay, but if you look, and if you saw Mishklov in the Fa'asa Shulchan, his Talmud says that even though, if you look elsewhere, the Gra explains why there might not be a bracha, because Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, but he says that was only for other shittas, but he paskin al chalamaisa, noag behinig lavarech al nesinas matanas, and shechianu, he assumes that he made both brachas, and he did it lamaisa. He passed like the Rama, and paskin like those we showed him. But it's not so clear, because Rashi, in a few places, says this halacha does not apply. Does not apply, except in Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi. Just for example, Rashi Kuflamid Vavim Abayis. We'll talk about Eretz Yisrael in a minute. Says Rashi, later on, in the next parak, Kuflamid Vavim Abayis. There is a statement that the Gemara quotes in Brachis, and quotes here as well. The Olam is Noheg. See right in the middle of Kuflamid Vavim Abayis. The Olam is Noeg like Rebbe Eloi. Nohug Alma Kahani Tla Sabi. The rule that is Noeg like these three great elders. Rebbe Eloi Bereshis Hagez. Rebbe Eloi like Rachel Zakeis, who says it only applies to Eretz Yisrael, like Rebbe Yudim Abasir by Devei Torah, Bechulu, other things as well. But it says, like Rebbe Eloi and Rachel Zakeis, who says that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi there. Vehu Hadin Limatanos. It also applies to Matanos, the Zerol HaChayim, and the Keva. And the Rashi tells it a couple of other places as well. But expand it on this Rashi. We didn't get to the Shulchan Aruch yet. You'll see the Shulchan Aruch says in a minute. But expand it on this Rashi is the Rashba. Forgot the Rashba. The Rashba has a... I thought I brought it. The Rashba has a chilek that he says maybe it should only apply by the extension of Rashi's Hagez and to... What is it under? Maybe. No. The Rashba, and I think it's quoted in here also, the Rashba has a middle opinion. Rashba has a middle opinion related to our discussion. And the Rashba, let me just see if I can find it here. And if not, I'll just say it. Say it outside. Rashba has a middle opinion. Maybe it should apply to only certain lands close to Eretz Yisrael, but not further than that. I don't know the Rashba here. I'm sorry, I can't read it. Befeirush. But the Shulchan Aruch says, what do you do with all these sheetahs? It sounds like it's knowing in Eretz Yisrael. According to everybody, says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Manas Kahuna in Yaradeya Simin Samach Aleph Manas no, Matanas Nohegas Bechol Makom Bein Baaretz Bein Bechutz Laaretz Bein Befnei Abayis Bein Shalom Befnei Abayis VeYesh Bisha Omer, that's the Rambam, VeYesh Bisha Omer Sheinogus Bechutz Laaretz Vechein Nohagu. Some say it's not Nohag in Chutz Laaretz Vechein Nohagu. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So it sounds like it should apply Bismanaseh. But why don't Rebbe Eloi argues on the Mishnah. Rabbi Eloi argues in the Mishnah, right? That the Mishnah says Beferish, yes. But the Rashi and other posts in the Rashba there does not pass on like our Mishnah. If you look in the Placey of Yonatan Ibishitz on the Shulchan Aruch, Vine Kasvu, Im Yirtza Echa Lahachimir Velitin Lakoin Lakai Mitzvah Sasei, against the Minog. The Minog is only in Eretz Yisrael, but even there it seems to be that the post, the Beferishim explained that even Eretz Yisrael, the Minog is only, here he quotes, is he quoting the Rashba? Let's quote the Rashba. The Rashba says maybe it's connected to the fact that I'm just remembering it now that there are only Kohanim Muchzakim today. There aren't Kohanim Miyuchasim. So that is why, even though it's Chulin, we don't. It's Hamatzei Chaver Lavaraya. Proof to me that you're a Kohen, and therefore I'll give you the Zerol Lachayim and the Keva. After all, it's not Hekdish. It's not Tevel before I take the Zerol Lachayim and the Keva. So therefore, that is why the Minog is not to, even in Eretz Yisrael, even according to the more Mekel Shita. Right, that it's only in Eretz Yisrael, the Minog is not to give it, Bizman HaZeh. The Gra gave it, the Shulchan Aruch's first days gave it, but the Minog, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, is the Minog is only in Chutz, it's only in Eretz Yisrael, but even that, we don't do Bizman HaZeh. Says the Placey, Kazim, Yirtze Echa Lahachmer Velitin Lakoin Lakai Mitzvah Zaseh, Lesbo Mishum Yuara. If you want to give it, it's not Yuara. Ube Emes Lo Yadati, Anshe Maisa HaMachmir, Bekame Dikduke Mitzvah Sechumris, Lama Eina Mahajan Lakai Mitzvah Zaseh Shotara. He says, I'm not sure why we're not Machmer for this Lachachila. Nobody does it. Nobody does it, but why not? It's a day in the Shulchan Aruch, says Rabbi Yonatan Ibishitz, a couple hundred years ago already. Why not? Ashal das rov machabrim noeg b'chutz la'aretz v'rov chazal b'shas shenogu bo. So why not? He says the efshar. It's based on the earlier. Ho ve'in lanu b'avonu seido raven kohen yadua umiyuchas rak kohani chazakos. Right, and therefore maybe that's why we don't do it. He says, but I have to tell you the story about Rav Binyamin Wolf Frankel kishasa pidyon aben lebino. Hayeled Hashem Yaruch Yamav. He says when he did the Pidyon HaBen and he was giving it to the Kohen, so when he was there, he also gave him Zeroz Lechem HaKeva. If I'm using you for a Kohen for this, I'm going to use you for a Kohen for that. And therefore he gave it to him Bifnei Am Ve'eda. He says, Va'amar Ma'echosh Hurak Kohen Chazaka Haleni Pota Benimi Menu. Right, that's what he says. He says, V'ischarid afterwards Ulaihu Bechlal De'in Litin Kol Matanosav L'Kohen Echad Pidyon. Okay. Either way, but that is the Ha'ara of the Placey. The Achronim notes that nobody does this Bizban HaZeh. The Vilna Gaon did it. The Vilna Gaon did it based on the Rambam and Rov Rishonim. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes that the Minog is to limit it even then, only in Eretz Yisrael, and the Minog is not to do it Bizban HaZeh. That's what we do. Again, what's the downside? Just not doing the mitzvah. There's no Tevel. It's not like truma today. We also don't give to kohanim, but you gotta be mafresh truma because it's tevel. If you don't take off truma, nothing on zoron lachaim in the keva is not something that will prevent us from eating the food. Bezrem, I'll try to bring the Rashba tomorrow to be able to read his sheet exactly inside. Anyway, so the Mishnah says zoron lachaim in the keva apply according to the Tan of our Mishnah in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz when we have the base of Mikdash or not. Because remember, the Rambam says it's chulin. It's chulin. It's from a chulin animal. Bechulin avalo b'mekdashin. It applies to our chulin animals and not to our hektish animals. Shahaya bedin. Because I could have said otherwise. I could have said a kal v'chomer to say otherwise. Uma ima chulin. She'en en chayav en b'chazi v'shok. If chulin, which are not chayav en chazi v'shok, chazi v'shok are the parts of the animal that I have to give to the kohen from my carbon shlamim. That's the chazi and the shok. So if chulin, which are not chayiv and chazi v'shok, chayiv and b'matanos, yet they're chayiv and matanos in the three, kachim shachayiv and b'chazi v'shok, ain't odin shachayiv and b'matanos. So kachim which are chayiv and the chazi and the shok, surely should be chayiv and matanos. I could have had it as a kal v'chomer. Tamalomar, ve'etain osam la'aharon ha'kohen u'levanav l'chak olam. I gave these. This is talking about shlamim. I gave those specifically. L'chak olam, ein lo elamasha amur b'inyan. Only what is said there, so kachim only have chazi v'shok, and they don't have the zeroa and the l'chayayim and the keva. Does one make a bracha on the hafrasha? And we said before, it wasn't clear in the gra. It said he made a shechianu. Does one make a bracha? What are the reasons why one should or shouldn't? We make a bracha on shubas and maestras. Right, Allah for Shumas and Ma'isus. You want to make a bracha here? So the Rashba writes in the Tshuva. If you ever want to know if you make a bracha on a mitzvah or not, you look in the Rashba in the 18th Tshuva in Tshuva's Rashba. Chelik Aleph Simen Yud Ches. That's where he talks all about the mitzvahs and the brachas related to them. So the Rashba says that you do not make a bracha because Mishulchan Kavoa Kazachu. Interestingly, even though it's not kachim, even though it's not hektish, but still it's coming from Hashem, it's not coming from me. And therefore, Mishulchan Kavoa Kazacha, that's the Rashba. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes a couple of opinions. This I did bring. Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach in Tshuvas Vahanagas discusses in Simen Shin Memhei, Chela Gimel Shin Memhei, Bracha al Mitzvahs Nitina Zerol Chaim Bezman Hazeh. Hine, Anashim Chachamim V'yiduim, Hishtokaku L'Kayim HaMitzvahs. Uba pa'asa shulchan, as we noted before, we saw Mishklav, kasav shahagra birech ala mitzvah, kisha nasan, v'gam shachiyano birech, gam b'chutz la'aretz, the grow was not in Israel, v'shalu l'maisa, im al hanosein l'vorek kodem nesina. So let's say somebody does like the grow today. Should he make the bracha? V'hinei, hanogin ka grazat al gam l'nyim bracha, l'chrab shita, the gam kan roi l'vorek. But he said it's not so clear. Because first of all, the pa'asa shulchan course that he made, the bracha of on the Berachas HaMitzvah, but the other sources of the Gra, even though he was a Talmud, close Talmud of the Gra, but other sources only quote Shechianu. They don't quote that he made the Berachas HaMitzvah. And Lamaisa, therefore, of Sternbach Paskins, who is a big Gra fan, I think he's a descendant of the Gra, he always quotes, Mi Lamaisa, Besavi Bracha, Shomen Lohakel. Me'achar Shadas Vidoli Aposkim, Shein Lavarech, like the Rashba quotes in the Shuva, in Simen Yudches, he says, Lamaisa, if one wants to be Machmer today, somebody has an animal, they want to do it, wonderful, fine, don't make the Bracha. Don't make a bracha because of most poskim. V'ein lavar gam be'eretz Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael, don't make the bracha. V'kol shkim b'chutz la'aretz, shish b'gilei poskim sh'Yisrael edin chiyah b'chutz la'aretz, v'kol shkim b'zman hazeh, she'en yichus v'kohanim einam el ha'kohani chazaka, she'en lavarech. And therefore he says not to do it. He says, like many say in many different contexts, what about Shechianu? The Gra made Shechianu, that we know for sure. So should you say a Shechianu? Ubi'ikr divrei harama, he says, the Rama writes by Kisi Adam. The first time you do Kisi Adam, you should make a bracha on the Shechianu on the Kisi Adam. Big Shaila, the post and discuss, what about tefillin? First time you put on tefillin, first time you put on a new beggar of tzitzis. Could that Rama by Kisi Adam be related to Hilchas Tefillin? Why didn't the Rama say it by Hilchas Tefillin? He waited to the middle of Yoredeya, but that's, so he quotes here, can I relate that to this context? So he says, just to be safe, v'harotza lahader kishazucha l'kai mitzvos tesidifam rishona, yikach pri chadosh, v'yavarech alav shechianu, u'mechavin latzeis b'ha mitzvah u'lahotzi kalashomim, u'bovat zeh oven mitzvah min emufkar v'tav olav bracha. So generally, by birchas ha-mitzvahs and shechianus, by shechianus, we always say to cover ourselves and have a new suit, have a new fruit, have anything else that might require the shechianu, and in that way one will be safe. Okay, so lamais, it seems like, even if one wants to do the mitzvah, today, bizman hazeh, don't make a bracha. First, you gotta figure out exactly what are the zerol l'chaim in the keva. You gotta speak to your local, just finish this perek and then go to speak to your local butcher and then give it to the kahanim. Okay, we go further. Says the Gemara, Kol HaKachim. Once we're talking about these three, Zorah Lacham Akeva, so we relate to a certain type of carbon, which might or might not have turned back or always been chulin. Says the Mishnah, next section of the Mishnah. Kol HaKachim Shekaman Kadamum Kavua Lehekdeshon. If you have a carbon that you were makdish, but it already had a mum kavua in it when you were makdish it. It had a permanent mum and you were makdish it anyway. So what's the halacha there? It never achieves Kedushas HaGuf, because it had a mum beforehand. There might even be an Issa Daraisa to do that, which will come up at the time in the mitzvah shir in a little while. But you're not allowed to be Makdash of Baal Mum. So if you were, it never achieves Kedushas HaGuf, and therefore what do you have to do? It's somewhat Hektish. It has Kedushas Damim, therefore you have to redeem it. V'niftu, so you redeem it. So then it's as if it's Chulin Gamur. It's chulin, and therefore chayavin bebechora. If it has a firstborn, then it has a kedushas bechor. Ube matanas, you have to give zerol chayim lekeva from this animal, because it's like it's chulin. The yotzin lechulin legazis ulihave. You're even allowed to shear it and work it, which we'll see the contrast in the other case in the Mishnah. Uvladan vechelban mutalacha pidyonam, and after the pidyon, if it has a baby or it's milk, is all mutter, meaning it's considered chulin. Vashochtan bachutz. Patur. And if you're shechted b'chutz, it's patur, because it's not shechut dechutz. Not shechut dechutz, because it's a chulan animal. Again, it had a mum kavua before you were makdash it. The ein osin tmura. And it cannot create tmura, because it never had kedushas haguf. Only something that had kedushas haguf could create tmura. Masechta Besor, we'll get to in a couple of months. The iser of substitution of karbanos. The imesu. And if it died before you were poda it, yipadu. You can still be poda it. You're still allowed to be poda it. Even though what? Even though we usually say, Rashi on the fourth wide line, the afal pi she'enam ru'uyim elo leklavim, even though, what good is this animal now? It died. It wasn't shechted, so you can only give it to the dogs. They ain't poden as hakachim lachilon leklavim, and we usually have the principle that you're not poden a carbon just to give it to your pet. As the pasuk says, v'achalta v'lo leklavecha, that's only by kedushas haguf. If something is kedushas haguf, then you're not makdish, then you're not podei lachil on the klavim. But here, Valhani Rashi continues, kedikla ba'almaninu. It's like a piece of wood. It never had kedushas haguf, velo nachas lo kedushas haguf, and therefore, you are allowed to redeem it, even if it died. Chutz min ha-bechor u min ha-maiser. Except for bechor and maiser, because those, even if, all these halachas don't apply to bechor and maiser, because those have kedushas haguf, even if the mum came first, meaning even when a firstborn was born, it already had a mum in it from in utero, it still has kedushas bechor. And it's mamonah shel kohen, and it has that status. It doesn't lose that status. It's not chulin. Also by meiser, if when I put the 10th one through the gate, and I hit it with the red stick, and I paint it number 10, that has kedushas even if it has a mum. Special din by Bechor and Meiser. Rashi quotes the Psukim that Be'ez Hashem will come up in Meseches Bechoros. That's where these topics are discussed. That is all case one, where you have the mum that's kodem to the hektish. What about the other case? The opposite case. Kol shekodem hektishon as mumon. What if you were makdish it and then a mum came? O mum over kodem hektishon. Or it was just a temporary mum before the hakdasha. Ulach and mikan olam mum kavua, but now it has a mum kavua. But the hakdasha was before the niftu, and then you redeem it. So then it retains vestiges of that original kedusha. Vestiges. It's psule hamukdashin. And what's the halacha by psule hamukdashin? Peturin min ha-machora. It's pater from Bechor. Umin ha-matanos. And you don't have to give this Zerol HaChayim Lekeva. That's why this is in this Mishnah. Ve'ein ha-yozen l'chulin le'hegazi le'aved. And it's not considered a chulin for shearing or working purposes. There's an iser to shear it or to work it. V'vladan v'chalban asur l'achepidyonam. And the vlad, the baby, and the milk would be usur. What's the Rashi explains? It's a case where the animal was impregnated before it was redeemed, and it gave birth after it was redeemed. That's the case that we're talking about from Maseches Bechoros. Vashochtan bachutz.
The vlad is kedushas.
Would have kedusha. The vlad would have kedushas. Kedushas. Would the vlad have kedushas aguf? Lachorah kedushas aguf. If the mother had kedushas aguf, right? I have to look at that Gemara in Bechoros. Rashi quotes it in. The last couple of Rashi's on the Mishnah, Becharis Mukila, the Iaber Lifnei Pidyonim, Vesyal Lacher Pidyonim, the Iaber Vesyal Lacher Pidyonim, everything happened afterwards, Vlad Tzvi Va'ayolhu. It's just a, it's, meaning it's, it doesn't have Kedusha. Vim Noah Lach Lifnei Pidyonim, my Ayahani, if you look Kadam Muman Lakdesha, Nami Vlad Lifnei Pidyonim Asar. So I think it might, yeah, it has Kedusha. Continuing, Vashochtan Vachutz Chayiv. And if you shout the Vachutz Yachayiv, you are? I thought it has a Mum now. Doesn't Shchute Chutz, doesn't that always have the rule of Shchute Chutz? We discussed this week in Mitzvah Shir. It's only if it's royally Hikarit Bifnim. You only Chayiv Bachutz if it's a carbon. We discussed this back in Zvachim, that it's right. So if it has a Mum, so what that it was Hakdish first? Why are you Chayiv Shchute Chutz? So again, Rashi quotes later on that the Ukimta is, we're talking about Dokin Sheba'ayin. That little mum on the eye, that what? That the halacha is, it's not really a mum. It is, but it's not really a mum. For the non-Jews, it's not called a mum. And that's why Bar Kamsa made that mum in the animal to cause trouble, because he knew that would be, oh, come on, this is a mum! But he knew the Jews, that's why he used that mum. But the halacha is by that mum, im ala lo yered. If it went up, right, discussions of the ninth parak in Zvachim, if it went up on the Mizbeach, it doesn't come down. Meaning it has some Kedusha enough for Shchutei Chutz. It's considered roi enough, im ola lo yered, that for Shchutei Chutz you'd be chayiv. So that is the halacha here, vashokh b'chutz chayiv. The osin temura. And also, it can create, still has enough Kedusha to create temura, the isser of temura, transferring onto another animal Kedusha. The imesu, and if these animals die, yikavru, they must be buried. They must be buried. You cannot be poda them, laha achilan liklavim. As Rashi says, Rashi also, by the way, quotes another reason why you have to bury it, because for pidyon, it has to be able to be stood up and evaluated. You need ha'amad of a ha'aracha, and this animal is dead. And therefore, you can't be ma'amidu ma'arechit, so therefore, you cannot be poda'et. Okay, those two reasons don't apply if the hekdish was done after the mum. Okay, says the Gemara. Taima de kazarachmana osam. Back to the first part of the Mishnah. The reason that we say that hekdish animals, kachim, are in chayiv in zerah l'chayim in the keva is because we have a pasuk that says osam, excluding them. Halav ha'chiyav amina kachim chayavim b'matanos. Well, without the pasuk, then we would assume that Karbonis, you would have to give also Zerah L'chaim in the Keva? Meaning, we would say Akal V'chomer from Chulin to Kachim? Why? Ika L'mifrach. I'll show you there's a Chumra by Chulin that doesn't apply to Kachim. Ma'al Chulin, Shekin Chayavin B'Bechora. So Chulin has a Chumra that Kachim don't have. So you wouldn't have said the Kal V'chomer. So you don't need a Pasuk to exclude it. It doesn't say it by Kachim, so you wouldn't have said it by Kachim. You don't need a Pasuk of Osam to exclude it. So the Gemara says, no, tesi mizacharim. You might have applied the kavachomer from the male chulin animals who aren't having babies, right? So maybe that there is no chumra of bechor by the male chulin animals. So the Gemara says, okay, mala zacharim shekhan chavim like ace. There's a different chumra that chulin male animals have that kachim don't have, and that is that they're chayiv in the first shearings to give it to the kohen. So again, because you have a chumra by chulin, you wouldn't have said the kavachomer to kachim from chulin, so you don't need a pasuk to exclude. So Gemara says, no, mitayashim. You would have learned it from the male chulin tayashim, which are the goats who don't have reishis agayis. They don't have wool. So Gemara says, mal tayashim shkein nechnasim l'dir l'zasher. A different chumra. They're chayiv and maisris. And because they're chayiv and maisris, so then we say, also, it has a chumra. Gemara says, no, mizakadim. We're talking about old goats that already were Mechuyev and Meiser years ago, so not Mechuyev and Meiser anymore. So Gemara says, Malas Kenem Shein Nichnusu L'Dil Azasher. They used to be Chayiv and Meiser. They're in the category of being Chayiv and Meiser. So that enough is a Chumra. So again, why do you need the Pasuk? So Gemara says, no, Mi Lakuach V'Yasom. Maybe we're taught, the Kavachomer would have been done from Chulin animals that were bought, or Yasom, an animal that whose mother died in childbirth. Special Limudim elsewhere, that those are Putter from Meiser. Those are Pata from Meiser. So that's where we would have learned it from, the Kal V'chomer, and that's why you need the Pasuk to exclude it by Kachim. So Gemara says, Ma'alakuach v'yasom, shkei nechnasin b'minon l'dir l'sasher. At least it's type. Okay, giving me an exceptional case, but come on, it's in the type that's Chayiv and Meiser. So the Gemara says, b'minon ka'amrit, you're telling me, oh, it's the type? Kachim nami b'minon nechnasin l'dir l'sasher. Kachim too. It's all one category of animals. So what's kachim and chulin? It's all one category of animals. So therefore, also b'minon lehizasher. So lamaskana, Lamaskana, we don't find a category which would be, we don't say that all of Chulin would have a Chumrah, which would knock out the Kal v'Chomer. This last one of Lakuach and Yasom is left, that it does not have a special Chumrah as compared to Kachim. So we would have learned the Kal v'Chomer to be Mechayiv Kachim. That's why you need the Pasuk in the Mishnah of Osam to exclude these Matanos from Kachim. Period. Okay, so the Gemara says, it didn't work to be Mechayiv Kachim in Zerah L'chaim L'keva. What about the opposite case? V'yuchulin Chayavin B'chazi V'shok B'kal v'Chomer. The Chazay and the Shok, which only apply by Shlamim, you should say, should be Chayavin Chulin also. Uma Kachim, She'in Chayavin B'matanos. Chayavin B'chazi V'shok, Kachim, which aren't Chayavin Matanos. You are Chayavin B'chazi V'shok, Chulin She'chayavin B'matanos, and Odin She'chayavin B'chazi V'shok. Right, you say the Kal v'Chomer the other way, that from all Chulin animals, you should have to give Chazi v'Shok. So Amar Kra, no, another Diyak. V'ze'iyye mishpat ha-Kohanim. This is going to the Kohanim. The Zerah L'chaim and the Keva is going. Ze'in mi'diyak rini lo. This is going from the Chulin animals and not others. So the Gemara says, one second. El ha-time of the Chazi v'Rachmana, ze'. The only reason you don't apply Chazi v'Shok to Chulin is because you have a Pasuk. Ha'lav ha'chi. Without it, hava amina Chulin chayav and b'Chazi v'Shok. You would say it's chayiv and chaziv v'shok. What's the half a minute to say that? V'habayi tznufa. We know the chazay and the shok, the parts of the animal, taking off the shlam and giving to the kohen requires waving in the Beis HaMikdash. The Bialim and the Kohanim wave it together. One of the kabbalists that require waving, so v'habayi tznufa. And what's the problem? As suggesting that this should apply to chulin animals, where are you going to wave it? Where are you going to wave it? Heichal linu finhu. Where are you going to wave it? I avroi. If you're going to wave it outside the Beis HaMikdash, lefnei Hashem tziv. Tznuf has to be done inside, lefnei Hashem. I agavoi. If you're going to do it inside, kama'ayil chulin la'azara. This is chulin. And you're going to bring chulin ba'azara, the chazay and the shok? Hilkach lo efshar. Therefore, there's no brera, there's nothing to do. You can't do tznufa, and therefore, you can't do the chazay and the shok. Ask the achronim. Why is it so automatic that you need tznufa? Maybe it'll be chazay v'shok without tznufa. We say, oh, you won't be able to do tznufa. So you won't do tznufa. Why is that such an inherent detail that we would need? So in the Knesset Rishonim is an achron who put together all the Rishonim on various mesechtos in Kachim. Right, so you have these two volumes on Zvachim, one volume on Menachos, because we don't have the regular Rishonim on Zvachim, for example, the Rambans and the Ritvas, and so he put together all of the Rishonim from all elsewhere in Shas, Al Seder Hadafim. So there in Zvachim, Daf Mem Dalid, where it talks about Tznufa there, he also has his own footnotes though. So there he has a beautiful footnote on Daf Mem Dalid. He says, Yesh Lachkar B'Tznufas Chazi V'Shok. They're going to have a chakira, a question about the tznufa of the chazi and the shok by shlamim. In mitzvah tznufa, he mitzvahs hakarban, o mitzvah matnas kahuna. Is the tznufa that we do by the chazi and the shok, is that mitzad that this is a carbon shlamim? Or is it mitzad that this is one of the 24 matnas kahuna? And that's why you need to do the tznufa. From what element of shlamim? Shlamim is both. Shlamim is a carbon, and the chazi and the shok part of it is the matnas kahuna. So where does the tznufa flow from? The Karban Shabo or the Matana Shabo? So he says, the fact that the Gemara there in Zvachim and Dalet, and the Gemara earlier there in Zvachim, says a Chumrah of Shlamim as compared to other Karbanas, that it requires Tenufa. So that on the one hand shows that it's a Din in the Karban. Din in the Karban, number one. But he says, but on the other hand, if you look in Chulin Kuflamid, our Gemara, the fact that tznufa would be an automatic need, even if it would apply to chulin animals, what does that show? The opposite. That it's a din in matanis. That's why it's automatic. Because it's a din in the matana aspect of the shlamim, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if it's karbanis or not. So he says, what do you have to say? That there's both. V'nira l'chadesh, t'be'emes mitzad beis hadinim bo'i tznufa, chazi v'shok, gam mitzad ha-karban, v'chei midin manas kehuna. And maybe that's why both the Bialim and the Kohen have to do the tznufa. Why? He says, v'hine, dinam t'kohen meinif, v'chein Bialim, harei efshar lomar, t'din tznufas ha-Bialim midin ha-karban, v'din tznufas ha-Kohen midin manas kehuna. So again, because this is a carbon that the Bialim are shayach in, it's kashe kalim. So that's the beautiful thought, but maybe that's the assumption of our Gemara. It's a din, the tznufa is a din in the matnas kahuna, not just in the carbon, and that is why it would be needed. Chazam Sofer says here, he says, maybe it's based on the principle that we have elsewhere of don mino mina, don mina vuki ba'asra. He says, if you learn tznufa, you gotta learn, if you learn chazi v'shok, you have to learn tznufa tznu. So maybe it's only according to that opinion of don mina u mina. Okay, we'll have to continue. This is what you can look at the Rambam and the Ravid that discuss tsnufa being done in Ma'aser Sheni Yud Aleph Daled, but we have to continue. So the Gemara says there's no place to do tsnufa, and therefore it is low efshar. So the Gemara says ela zel amali. Okay, so what do you need zeh for? You don't need zeh to exclude chazi v'shof v'chulin because you know misvara. So what do you learn zeh for? Likeder of chizda, damer of chizda, hamazik matnas kahuna. Osha achlan patim milashalem. Rav Chisda says if somebody damages matnas kahuna, what does that mean? Before I gave it to the kohen, I throw it into the river, or I burn it up, or I eat it. Right? In a case where it's not truma, where I'm chayiv misa, right? But it's one of these other ones. Right? What if I take my zerah l'chaim lekeva and I throw it? Do I have to pay the kohen? Because I destroyed something of his. Pater milashalim, because it says you're pater. Because Zeh is going to the Kohen, but if it's not Zeh anymore, then you don't have to give it to the Kohen. That's the chiddush of Rav Chisda, that you don't have to pay. Gufa, let's talk about that for a little bit. Amar Rav Chisda, hamazik matanas kahuna, osha achlan pater milashalim, my taima. Why am I pater? Two answers. Iba yiseima dechsiv Zeh. Some say it's because of Zeh. This goes to the Kohen and not tashlumin. Because it's money that has no claimers. It's not like a coin could come to you and say, you damage me. I could say, I was going to give it to a different coin. So there's nobody that could come and say, it's mine. That's called mamon she'en lo tovim. And therefore, one doesn't have to. Those are the two reasons why a fur Rav Chisda. Tosfos says, nafkamina between the two reasons. The end of Tosfos ibayisema. Nafkamina is lase si de shamayim. Is there a chiyuv lasi zeh shemayim to give it to somebody? So if you say it's based on the word zeh, there's no chiyuv. Zeh excludes. There is no chiyuv. If you say it's just because it's mamon she'en lo tovim, so then nobody could come. But really, there is some type of conceptual chiyuv, so it's better to give it. That's Tosis. The Ran says no. Even if it's mamon she'en lo tovim, there's no chiyuv lasi zeh shemayim. Machlokas Tosis and the Ran. What's the machlokas about? Beautiful stipler says the stipler right here. Kilos Yaakov in Chulin. Similam and Vav, he says, how do you look at the principle of Mamon She'en Lo Tovim? Does that mean, let me give you a nafkamina, what happens if the entire Kohanic Shevet gets together and appoints one person to go on their behalf to you? So he's their shliach. So is it still Mamon She'en Lo Tovim? That this Toveya is on behalf of all the Kohanim. So is it going to work there? So he says, it depends. Do you look at Mamon She'en Lo Tovim as, theoretically there is, but you just don't know who? So then if one guy comes and everybody have to give it. Or do you say Mamon She'en Lo Tovim is inherent in your chiyuv? Because it goes to the shevet. It doesn't go to any one person. That's a chisaron in the chiyuv itself. Not just lamaisa, so you can't find somebody to give it to. That's, he says, the machlokas, Tosfos in the Ran. Tosfos says there is a chiyuv lasis shemayim still. Because Tosfos holds like there is some type of chiyuv lamaisa, so you just can't find somebody to give it to. Masha'en Ken, according to the Ran, there is no chiyuv, period. According to the Ran, even if one person would come on behalf of everybody, still you don't have to give it to them. Because there is no chiyuv. Fascinating machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran, right here. Weiter. So let's talk about the Shita of Chizr. Again, Rav Chizr says, if you damage your putter, meisvei, v'zei yele mishpat ha-kohanim, this is the mishpat ha-kohanim. Melamit sha-matanos din. What does it mean, mishpat? This teaches me that this Zerol HaChaim Lekeva is called din. Right? Mishpat. So lamai hilchasa, for what halach is it called din? Like, when are you going to take somebody to court related to this? Lav lohosiyin batayanim. Isn't it, if you were mazigit, the kohen could come and take you to court? Meaning against Rav Chisda? No, lo lechokan bedayanim. No, it means to split it up with dayanim. They will tell the person, give it to a tamar chacham chaver, not to an am haaretz. Ukedur shmuel barachmeini. Damar shmuel barachmeini amar miyonasa minayin shei nosel matanos lekohen am haaretz. How do we know that you don't give matanos to a kohen am haaretz, even though it's chulin, doesn't have kedusha, still shenemar vayomer la'am liyoshvei liyushalayim laseis menas lakohanim halviyim l'man yechzegu b'toras Hashem yechazgu b'toras Hashem kol amachzik b'toras Hashem yish lo menas v'sheinu machzik b'toras Hashem ein lo menas. Period. So we have a drasha that you give it to the Talmud Chacham. Tosfos points out here in Tosfos B'nayin, it's only if you don't have a Talmud Chacham, you can give it to anybody. It's just if there is a Talmud Chacham, you should give it to the Talmud Chacham. Fine. Tashma, next try to knock out Rav Chisda. Review the Bemesera Omer, Mishpat, Malamit Shamatanas Din. Yochol Afilo Chazi Veshok Din. You might think even Chazi Veshok are categorized as Din. Tamalomar Zeh. So there's something that does not apply to Chazi Veshok, But that applies to Zerah L'chaim and L'keva. So, Lamai, Ilei Malachoko B'dayanim. So you want to say this is both, this is all talking about Lachoko B'dayanim, like we said before, about who you give it to? Atu Chazi V'shok La B'dayanim Michlaku. The judges won't tell you to give Chazi V'shok to a Talmud Chacham. That for sure you have to give to a Talmud Chacham. That's part of a Karbon. So what's the discussion here of Din, that Zerah L'chaim L'keva is Din and not Chazi V'shok? Elo Lav L'hosiyah B'dayanim. It must be if you damage it. You damage it, and there the dayanim are going to get involved. So it's against Rav Chisda. The Gemara said, "No, hakam haskina da'asil yadei." That case, the case where the judge is going to get involved, if you already gave it to the kohen and then you damaged it. So Gemara says, "Da'asil yadei my lameima." Then what's the chiddush? It's his already. It's like stealing. It's like damaging. So Gemara says, "No, da'asil yadei b'tivlayu." You gave it to him before you were mafresh, meaning you gave the kohen the whole animal. So you weren't mafresh the Zerah L'chaim L'keva yet. That's the chiddush. The kasavar haitana, and this tana hold, matana shlo hermu, kamisha hermu damyin. Matanas that were not taken off yet, it's as if they were taken off. So when the kohen gets it, it's his already. So you still can't take it back yet. You see the word tevel doesn't only apply to grain. It applies to anything in their natural state. Before you separated what you were supposed to separate. Here, bitiv layu. The Ranier points out that even according to the manda amr of kamisha hermu damyin, that's only if the animal's shechted already. The animal's not shechted yet. You for sure can't look at a live animal and say, oh, there's my zroa. Once the animal's shechted, then you have a discussion. Is it from the moment of shechita that the chiyuv kicks in, or the moment of hafrasha? When does it get the status? But for sure, not earlier. Period. Tashma, let's do a little more. Balabaisha, over magal makom. Mishnah meseches peya. If anybody starts learning peya. Right? You have a person traveling from place to place. We know that you can't take stakka unless you're an ani. What happens though if you're traveling and you have no money with you? So you're inherently an usher, but now, right now you have no money. So you have a traveling, and you have to take these because you're starving. No tell, so you're allowed to take it. And when you get back and you get your money, you shalim, you gotta pay back. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's the words of Rabbi Eliezer. So you have to pay back. What do you see from there? Just like it applies to Lekha Shechen Peya, so we think maybe it applies to Matnes Kahuna. Just like there, you're mazik, all the aniyim, you're taking some of them and you have to pay back afterwards. So shouldn't Rav Chisda also say, here, right, if you're, we say against Rav Chisda, that if you're mazik, something that's going to everyone, so then we should say you have to pay. Amar Rav Chisda, Midas Chasidus Shanukan. No, it's Midas Chasidus, this is a maker adin. Amarava, Tani, Yeshalem, at Armid Chasidus Shanukan. It says he has to pay. That's Midas Chasidus? Doesn't sound that way from the language of the Mishnah. Number one. Va'od, Midereb Eliezer, Lekim Elesav, and also, says Rava, you think this conversation of Rav Chisda and Rava was going on Rabbi Eliezer Shita? Elami Seifa, no, I heard that conversation going on the Seifa of that Mishnah. Vachachamim Omrim, the Chachamim there argue on Rabbi Eliezer, Ani Hayab Osasha, the Chachamim say, you don't have to pay back. No, he's an ani. He's an ani at that moment, so he had the heter. So taima da ani. The only reason he had the heter to do it was because he was an ani. Ha ashir, but if he was an ashir and he took it illegally, mishalim, that he would have to pay. Right? Va'amai, why? Levi kamazik manaskunosha achlan. According to Rav Chisda, you should be pater, even if you took it illegally. So on that, Amar Rav Chisda, Midas Chasidus Shanukan. That's where Rav Chisda said his comment of Midas Chasidus. Period, meaning not on the earlier, not on the Reisha, but on the Seifa. Okay, either way, this Amar is about the discussion of Rav Chisda Shita. Very interesting Shita. How much connection does the Kohen have to these Matanos before he gets it, before it's given to him? How do you look at Mamon HaShevet? These are all discussions that come up related to this daf. Okay, we'll stop here by the Tashma. We'll continue talking about it better tomorrow. More about the state of Tevel, the natural state that the Matanos are in. Okay, hopefully the Parsha should be up. If not up, it'll be up hopefully soon. And again, the shiur today was sponsored by the Michaels and the Kazowski families in memory of their grandmothers, Leah Bas Yoshua and Rachel Tzipora Bas Mordechai.